जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन 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 यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 नाम संकीर्तन की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्ट प्रायेश भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 15 टेक्स्ट नंबर
13.
तत्रैव मे विहरतो भुजदण्डयुग्मम् गाण्डीवलक्षणमरातिवधाय देवः सिन्द्राश्रितायदनुभावितमाजमीढ तेनाहमद्यमुषितः पुरुषेण भूम्ना तत्रैव मे विहरतो भुजदण्डयुग्मम् गाण्डीवलक्षण अराति वधाय देवः सेन्द्रश्रितायदनुभावितमाजमीढ तेनाहमद्यमुषितः पुरुषेण भूम्ना तत्रैव मे विहरतो भुजदण्डयुग्मम् गाण्डीवलक्षणमरातिवधाय देवः सेन्द्राश्रितायदनुभावितमाजमीढ तेनाहमद्यमुषितः पुरुषेण भूम्ना
तत्र इन दैट हेवनली प्लैनेट एव सर्टेनली मे माय सेल्फ विहरतः व्हाइल स्टेइंग एज अ गेस्ट भुजदंड युग्मम बोथ ऑफ माय आर्म्स गांडीव द बोन नेम्ड गांडीव लक्षणम मार्क Arati, demon named Nivata Kavacha. Vadaya, for killing. Devaha, all the demigods. So, along with Indraha, the heavenly king Indra. Shritaha, taken shelter of. Yat, by whose? Anubhavitam, made it possible to be powerful. Ajamidha, O descendant of King Ajamidha. Tena, by him. Aham, myself, adya, at the present moment, mushitaha, bereft of, purushena, the personality, bhumna, supreme. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When I stayed for some days as a guest in the heavenly planets, all the heavenly demigods, including King Indradev, took shelter of my arms, which were marked with the Gandiva bow to kill the demon named Nivarta Kavacha. O King, descendant of Ajamir, at the present moment I am bereft of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose influence I was so powerful. Purport. The heavenly demigods are certainly more intelligent, powerful and beautiful, and yet they had to take help from Arjun because of his Gandhi will leave in 7 days. So in that 7 days, Arjun performed all the rituals, final rites at Prabhas, all their bodies were lying. And after that was completed, the Dwarkavasis were leaving and they could see the ocean level rise and Dwarka being submerged as they were leaving it. Then while on the way, because there were so many, you know, there were so many Dwarkavasis, it was a huge contingent, it was a huge group, and there was only Arjun, one single-handed Kshatriya, who was entrusted with that responsibility of protecting them. And at that time, some ordinary thieves, local hooligans and gundas, they took a stock of the situation and they realized that it is only Arjun. There is only one Kshatriya who is protecting this huge, large number of people, opulent people with a lot of valuables. And many of them are very attractive. They were goddesses of fortune. So naturally then they started lusting for the money and for the women. And they decided to attack. Now obviously, as we can see, that Arjuna is very capable of single-handedly defeating even the celestials, then what to speak of ordinary hooligans like them. But when these hooligans attacked and they were carrying away the women and stealing the wealth, and Arjun warned them, and when they didn't listen, then he took up his Gandiva. And Arjun had difficulty even stringing the bow. With great struggle, when he strung the bow, and then when he thought about the mantras, when he wanted to invoke the divine weapons, he had forgotten. It was not coming to his mind. The weapons were not appearing. And finally, with whatever was left with him, when he started shooting the arrows, very soon he ran out of arrows. To his amazement, because he was gifted with inexhaustible quivers. So very soon he realized that he was helpless. And in front of his eyes, he saw the queens of Krishna and the residents and all the women being robbed and being kidnapped. And some of them even walked along with the robbers, helplessly, because they had no other recourse. So at that time, Arjun felt an anxiety even greater than what he had felt when Krishna had disappeared from this world, because he could not fulfill the responsibility entrusted to him by the Lord of awarding protection. And as a Kshatriya, the ego of that I am the protector, I am the provider, is extremely great. Extremely great. And therefore Arjun was extremely, extremely humiliated and humbled by this whole experience. But because he was a devotee, he could understand that it is the Lord's plan. It was meant to be. And so the acharyas are explaining, and Srila Prabhupada and everybody is explaining that what is the reason that the Lord disempowered Arjun and made him helpless? What is the reason for it? He could have still given him the powers till he had completed his task. What was the need for him to prematurely withdraw all his powers? He could have completed the task. So the acharyas explain the reason for this is that the Lord wanted to now prepare Arjun for devotion, for liberation, and to protect his devotional service, and to rid him of the false ego which would have remained within him. And therefore, so it was not necessary anymore. The main reason why the Lord arranged the departure of his family members, it was because power in someone, or with someone, without a purpose, could prove to be very dangerous, and it could be very corrupting. And therefore, that was the reason why Krishna arranged for all the Yadavas. They were the most powerful soldiers on this earth. And in the absence of Krishna, because what would you do with that much power? You know, it was so easy to be corrupted. All that energy and the prowess, you could misuse it. You know, and that's why it is said, Vidya vivadaya dhanam madaya shaktim paresham parikpidhanaya khalasya sadho viparitam etat jnanaya danaya charakshanaya. That, what is the use of knowledge? When you get knowledge, what you are supposed to do? You are supposed to share that knowledge, educate, become teachers. When you have money, what do you do with wealth? You are supposed to donate, give in charity, assist in dharma. And when you have power and physical strength, then what are you supposed to do? You are supposed to protect others. But then, if your mind is corrupted, then you will do what? When you have education, you will just simply engage in arguments, like, you know, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, we see, you know, so many Keshav Kashmiri, you know, Digvijayi, and all those going around arguing and debating uselessly, just trying to prove that I am better than you. I have more knowledge than you. I know more of the Shastras, more of the Vedas than you. I know more verses. I can compose verses. I am a great Sanskrit scholar. So, vidya vivadaya, what are they doing? They are simply using the knowledge to vivada. And dhanam madaya, and what do they do with the wealth? It simply goes to their head, oh, I am so wealthy. That's why in Bhagavatam it is said that it is very difficult to preach to the wealthy people. They will never come and sit in a Bhagavatam class and sit on the floor and listen. No. They need special arrangements. You know, So, dhanam madaya, so what a man who's having corrupted intelligence, it will just go to his head. He will think that I am superior, because money is something which is out of all the opulences, it is the most corrupting. Because along with money comes everything all else. Everything else can come along with money. So therefore, and shaktim paresham paripidhanaya. And then what will you do with the strength that you have? You will only cause problems. You will bully others. Like Banasura was going around, you know, showing how much strength he has, challenging people, fight with me. What to do? You know, Hindi mein bolte na khujli. Haath mein khujli, kisi ko thokna hai kisi ko, something like that, you know. So what do people do when they have all that excess of energy? It's going to be, so therefore the Lord decided that at this point of time I should just divest all the energy which I have invested in these people, and also Arjun, in order to protect him and to rid him of all the, you know, subtle traces of ego that he would have had as a result of exercising all his duties as a Kshatriya, because the devotee is above all this. Naham vipro nacha narapati napi vaishvana shudro naham marni nacha grahapati no vanasto yatirva kintu prodhyan nikhala paramananda purna amritabdher gopi bhartu padakamalayor dasa dasa no dasaha. What is the true identity of a devotee? He is not a Brahmin, he is not a Kshatriya, he is not a Vaishya, he is not a Shudra, he is not a Brahmachari, he is not a Grihastha, he is not a Vanaprastha, he is not a Sannyasi. Then what is he? He's simply a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. And in order to bring Arjun to that, he arranged this. And he became helpless, because one of the greatest pride of a Kshatriya is that I will protect. I will give you protection, isn't it? That is how the Kshatriyas govern. Kshata trayate iti Kshatriya. So that itself was, Arjun was rid of that sentiment. And he realized that it is all an illusion. That I am not the protector. It's only Krishna who is the protector. Everybody is born and everybody will die according to their prarabdhas. And if they are devotees, then they will be protected by Krishna. And if a devotee also happens to pass away, then that also will be by the arrangement of Krishna. And I have no role to play in this. All I can do is purify myself. I'm not helping anybody. How can I help it? I'm just purifying myself. As Krishna says in the Gita, Kayena manasa buddhya kevale rendriya rapi yoginah karma kurvanti. Tattvatma shuddhi. Yogi performs service with his body, mind and words for the sake of purification. Kayena manasa buddhya kevale rendriya rapi. In all these senses which he is using is for what? Atma shuddhi, for our own purification. And therefore, Arjun is even more devastated. And he has made great spiritual progress. And, Mahabharata explains that Arjun, when Yudhishthira Maharaj and the Pandavas, when again they left Hastinapur enthroning Parikshit Maharaj as the king, and Vajranab as the king of Indraprastha. Parikshit was in Hastinapur. After they handed over all the royal responsibilities to them, Pandavas again decided to now leave for the forest, never to return. They were on their final journey to Badrinath, to Badrikashram. And they were followed by a dog. Yes, that famous episode that they were followed by a dog. So Draupadi and the five Pandavas are walking, and after a long duration of walk, Draupadi, she dies, and Bhima asks Yudhishthira that what was the reason? I don't know of any sin that Draupadi has performed. She was a very chaste lady, devoted to her duties, a great devotee of Lord Shri Krishna. Then what was it that made her fall in this way? And then Yudhishthira said that, even though all of us were her husband, she had a favorite, Arjun as her favorite, and she was partial. As a result of that, she passed away. Oh. They walked further, and then Sahadev fell down, and he died, and Bhim looked at Yudhishthira and said, you are a great knowledgeable person. And what is the fault? Sahadev was a great intelligent person, knower of the four Vedas. Even great scholars could not defeat him in the knowledge of the Vedas. So what was his fault? What was his sin? And Yudhishthira said that he thought that he was very knowledgeable. That was his sin. He thought that there was no one equal to me in knowledge and learning. And then when they walked further after some time, then Nakul, he collapsed and he passed away. Sorrowfully, Bhim again looked at Yudhishthira and said, what was his fault? Why did he fall? Why did he die? I can't remember of any sin that he had performed. And then Yudhishthira said, Nakul was very beautiful. He was the most charming personality. But his fault was he thought that he was better than others in that respect. That was his fault. As they walked further, Arjun, he fell and he collapsed and he passed away. Bhim very, very sorrowfully looked at Yudhishthira and again asked that what was Arjun's sin? What sin did Arjun perform? And then Yudhishthira said that Arjun had pride in his valor. Even though he was the best of all Kshatriyas, but the fact that he thought that he was better than others was his fault. And many times he boasted. And the Madhva Sampradaya, you know, devotees, Madhvacharya writes that actually the fault of Arjun was that he boasted in front, in the presence of Krishna. In the episode where, you know, the Brahmin's son in Dwarka was dying, there was a Brahmin in Dwarka, and every year when his wife would give birth to a child, somehow or another, the child would die. And this happened 7 times, and it was going on, and the Brahmin comes to Krishna and Ugrasen and complains that, what is this? For no fault of mine, my child is dying. That means you are doing some nonsense. You are not giving protection. It's the duty of the government to give protection. And at that time, Arjun was there. Krishna was there. In presence of Krishna and Balaram, who are not saying anything, Arjun was there and he said, I will give protection to your sons. And that Brahmin understood. He knew for a fact that what can Arjun do? He's an ordinary living entity. And Swayam Narayana Bhagavan, Sri Krishna is here. What will you do? Arjun says, no, I take a vow. I will protect. And if I cannot protect, I will give up my life. So, little hesitation, Brahmin, he accepted. Maybe something he will do. And he left. And then we know that what happened. And then Krishna had to come to his rescue. So that was a great sin to proclaim your promise in front of Krishna. But he did that. He did that. And you see that even in the beginning of, Mahabharata says that even in the beginning of the war of 18 days, Arjun had said that I will destroy the Kaurava army in one day. In one day I will destroy. But he did not. He could not. We know that according to the Mahabharata, that the war lasted for 18 days. So that was a sin. If you say something and you are not able to do it. So Arjun had these subtle conception of the doer. I will protect. I am a great Kshatriya. I am the great devotee of Lord. And I will receive all facilities. So that the Lord has very kindly and very mercifully withdrawn. Which in fact happened quite abruptly and in a very dramatic way. Yeah, because these things happen to all of us, every living entity, all of us, we are born and we grow, and you see, every human being for that matter, when a child is born, he has no abilities. Even a monkey's child or a baby has more abilities than a human child. You see, that a baby monkey born, as soon as he's born, at least he knows how to cling on to the belly of his mother. At least that he knows, but a human child, as soon as he's born, he knows nothing. It's completely helpless, a human child. But the potential, the potencies that the Lord has invested in a human child is so great that a few years down the line and the child becomes a great scholar, a great Kshatriya or a great Vaishya. But that's not possible with animals. But the irony of life is that at the end, by the time a person hits old age, then all those things and abilities that he would have and all the things that he would naturally do would be finished. Exampling experience, old age and death is, as they say, a great equalizer, isn't it? I mean, why wait for old age? Sometimes even the youth, sometimes dramatically, I heard of some British, I heard of some great composer in some 1960s or 70s or something like that. He was a great composer, musician, conductor of music, yes. Extremely talented and gifted. And all of a sudden he became sick. He had some viral infection. And he lost his memory. He was only left with short-term memory. He would remember things only for 20 seconds. That's it. It's finished. Everything. It was reduced to nothing. Even for basic things he needed help. He looked at his food and he took the When he would take some food and put it in his mouth, by the time the food is in his mouth, and he starts chewing it, he forgets that what did he put in his mouth. We many times may underestimate or take it for granted the memory that we have. When we wake up in the morning, we remember our names, who we are, what we are, where we are. We forget in the night, we are all like ignorant, like a log of wood. It's no different. But when we wake up, we remember who we are. And we take this for granted, but it is such a gift of the Lord. That when it is gone, we realize. And we think when we have that we are the controllers, we are making arrangements, I am in control. Look, I have accomplished this, I have accomplished this. No, the living entity is doing none of this. He desires and the Lord is accomplishing it for him. But because things goes his way, he thinks that I am in control. And he realizes that I am not in control when things don't happen his way. Yes? Isn't it? That's the time when, you know, like I remember many years ago, before I came to ISKCON, I was in a car. And I was driving my grandfather and my aunt. She was sitting behind. And years ago, I was driving a Fiat. And while I was at a crossroad, at quite a good speed, I was one guy on a scooter, he cut my lane. And I pumped the brakes very hard. Now, when I pumped the brakes, the brake valve broke, bursted. So the brake oil started leaking, and I did not know. I had lost my brakes, basically. So then I picked up speed, and I went ahead, and about 1 minute into the driving, and there was a red signal, the cars were parked, all stationary, and I had to stop. And so I put my leg on the brake, and I realized that there was no brake. I was confused. You know, I thought, how come, you know, with my leg, I was searching, where is the brake? Yeah, brake? Okay. The brake had gone completely to the floor. And I had never experienced a brake fail in my life. The only thing I knew about brake fail was in the movies, you know, in the Bollywood movies, like previously I had seen, like car in the mountain and trying to come down, and some people had, you know, cranked up something, and you know, and there was no brake, and he's coming down, and there's no way to stop, and all those things. I'd only seen it in the movies. I'd never thought at a brake I would experience a brake fail. So I was not ready for it. I didn't know how to deal with that situation. It was just a few moments before I had to stop, and there were all cars standing there. The only option I had now was which car. Kaunsi gaadi ko thokun bhai. Because there were all cars. And it was a four-lane road. One car here, here, here. And I only had an option, which car. And I still remember very vividly that I chose a car which was still further away. That's all. Because I thought I would get more time to deal with the situation. So I just changed the lane, and a car was a little further away. And I went and ram. And that was also Fiat. Mine was also Fiat. And, you know, they got concatenated. They got stuck, literally. The two cars got stuck. The bumpers got stuck. And they came out, oh, right. Thok diya. And I was completely flustered. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't, because I was confused. I didn't know what happened. And I came out, and so mercifully, by God's grace, one man came to me. And he said, "Arey bhai saab, tumhara brake fail ho gaya. Tumhara brake leak ho gaya. Dekho." And he took me behind the car, and he showed me a trickle of oil from very far away. At that time, I realized that I had lost my brake. I never knew. I thought it was my mistake. I could not find the brake in time or something. I did not know that. At that time, I did not realize that my brake had failed. I did not know basically what had happened. Why I couldn't find the brake? Maybe my leg missed the brake. But then that person told me that your brake had failed. Then I went into the car, and then I saw that the brake was right onto the floor. And then it struck me that previously, this guy, in order to save that guy, I pumped the brake and, you know, it failed and all that. So basically, I never had the brake since the last I used it. But I only realized it when I wanted to use it. So when I was accelerating, I thought I was in control. But actually, I had no control. But I realized I had no control when I tried to use the brake and I couldn't use it. So life is also like that in a way, isn't it? I mean, So, you know, you have money and you have beauty, and but then when old age, what does it matter whether you're beautiful? When you are young, you are beautiful. How does that matter when you're old? Or you have lots of money, big house. At that time, all you care about is a toilet close by and a bed. Toilet close by and a bed, that's all. And somebody to feed you at the proper time. So this certainly comes as a humbling experience where the Lord gives us an opportunity to realize that I was never the controller. Things went our way because the Lord had arranged it. We could accomplish things because the Lord had empowered us. And now the empowerment is no longer there. But it doesn't really matter. All that matters now is that I remember Krishna. And I realize this Siddhanta. That at all times, Krishna is the protector, Krishna is the provider. All I am doing here is purifying myself in this world. So this comes as a very stark lesson or a reminder for Arjun also, in a very dramatic way. And it's interesting, you know, when you read these things about how all these things could happen, and that too to Arjun. Arjun couldn't believe it that something like that could happen to him. And so now he's in utter misery, and he's in very despondent. And but we should not mistake that the misery of a devotee is not misery. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, that jaha dekhe Vaishnavera vyabhara dukha nishchaya janiha taha paramananda sukha. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that when you see a devotee apparently suffering and miserable, like we can see here, Arjun, and utterly devastated. You see, even in the 10th canto, the gopis, utterly devastated and miserable. They are saying that Jayati te dhikam janmana vrajaha shrayate indira shashvadatrahi. In those verses, he says that glorious is Vrindavan because you have taken birth, O Krishna. And because you have taken birth here, even the goddess of fortune is here in Vrindavan. We know in Belvan, Lakshmi Devi is performing austerities to come and be a part of Brajbasis. So that is the glory of Vrindavan, that it has become like Vaikuntha. No miseries. But just see the irony that we, the gopis, are having the biggest miseries of life because we can't see you anymore. So just like that, here we can see Arjun's miseries. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that jaha dekhe Vaishnavera vyavahara dukha. If you see that a Vaishnava is undergoing a miserable situation, nishchaya janiha, know it for sure, taha paramananda sukha, that they are experiencing the greatest spiritual bliss. And so also for Arjun, he is very, very devastated and intense separation. He is struggling to keep his body and soul together. And in this situation, the only thing that he can think of is Krishna. Because when you miss somebody, then naturally you think of that somebody. And when you think of that somebody, or you talk about that somebody, then you feel his presence. And definitely when it comes to Krishna, then there is no difference between his thought and his leelas. And that is exactly what Arjuna is doing. He's speaking these words, remembering Krishna's grace, as the gopis did. The Gopi Geet is a manifestation of, it is an expression or a remedy that is, you know, adopted by the gopis in order to save themselves from dying. They were on the verge of death. So in order to keep their body and soul together, they had, these verses came out of their mouths. And basically we see that, even if you see, even when we are upset, we think deeply about things. you know, we become poetic and actually many of the verses in the Bhagavatam and in the scriptures have been spoken out of separation. So Arjuna is in that intense separation and remembering Krishna. He has spoken these words in front of Yudhishthir and expressing his sorrow on the departure. And also Prabhupada said that all of us also should glorify Krishna and remember Krishna in that way, so that we can attract the Lord's grace and we can also attain the same destination as the Pandavas had attained by doing what they did. Yes, so Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai, God Premanande, Hari Hari Go.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama.